Are you ready to learn some real life English with comprehensible input? Well, good, because today we are going to learn some real everyday English in an office. Let's go. Hey guys, it is your English speaking friend, Kyle. And today we are going to improve our English with comprehensible input. What is comprehensible input? Comprehensible input is when a native like me speaks slowly and clearly so that you can understand. Guys, today we have a special video. We're going to learn real life, workplace, everyday office English vocabulary. And how are we going to do that? Because my friend Carl is going to let us into his office. He's going to show us all the vocabulary that you will need to know to work in an office. Let's go see what Carl's doing.
We don't want any.
Oh, hey.
Hello, Carl. May we?
Welcome. Welcome to NetGame Motors.
So, show us around.
All right, so over here, see one of our mock-up motors.
So what is it that you guys do here?
We are a distributor. Okay. And we pretty much distribute motors all around the world. The application for it is mainly conversions. You can convert your car from gas to electric.
So you make the motors for cars, race cars. So the motors must be pretty good, right?
Yeah, very.
Okay. Boats? I don't think Elon makes boats.
He probably does. He makes rockets.
Yeah, you're right. And even military airplanes. So these motors do a lot of different things, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But obviously, you're not making motors in here.
No.
So the company makes motors. Mm-hmm. What do you do in here?
Various things, but today we're probably just gonna show you how we do process orders.
Okay.
So
I'm a guy that needs a motor. Hey, Carl, I need a motor.
Well, Kyle, we need a purchase order from you, sir.
What is a purchase order?
A purchase order lets me know what you want to order. Okay. And where it needs to go.
So don't let it fool you guys. Don't let Carl fool you. He's in the office. He's nice and clean right now, but that's a working man's shoes. Check those boots out. Check out the gloves. Carl works. Carl works hard. I've seen this guy work hard. How I know Carl? Carl and I worked together like 8 years ago now?
Yeah.
A long time ago we worked together. But anyway, Carl's a good worker, a smart guy, and a good friend. Thank you for doing this for us, man. Because this is super helpful to a lot of people.
Absolutely.
A lot of people are learning English for a job. A lot of technology in here, guys. Carl's doing some cutting edge stuff. Cutting edge means it's new, it's advanced technology. And it seems like that's the kind of things that this company is doing.
So
do you have to do any customer service at all?
Definitely. I have to talk to customers all the time.
Okay. Yeah, so people call you and say, hey, Carl, when is my motor going to be here?
Definitely.
Okay. Yeah. So what's your customer service voice sound like?
Well, I'm speaking right now.
Guys, he's lying. When he answers the phone, he's like, hello, good afternoon. Oh, no, sir, I am so sorry. I am so sorry that it hasn't arrived
yet. That is inaccurate. That is inaccurate.
So this whole place is an office. It's a big office. A lot of people can be in here doing a lot of different things. But this is your workspace.
Correct.
What you might call your desk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you show us around your desk over here?
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure everyone knows what this is.
This is a chair.
Very important
in an office, right?
Because standing up and doing work is probably like, you know, bad for the feet, bad for the back. And then you got your keyboard, mouse for your monitor and your computer in the back. Is there a computer out? Yeah, like that one, that Lenovo over there.
Oh.
It's a computer.
Okay, guys, so you might just call this whole thing a computer if you're just, hey, let me go use my computer. Yeah. But this part is the actual computer. A long time ago, we used to call them towers. This is the monitor or a screen. The keyboard. What do you do on a keyboard, wife?
Type.
Wow. You type on a keyboard. And the mouse, you do what? You click.
Forget about the mouse pad.
The mouse pad, because if you don't have the mouse pad, the mouse doesn't work very good like this. Oh, I have a good one for my wife. Wait a minute, before I ask you, everybody watching, pause the video right now and type in the comments, what is this? Wife?
Clips.
Clips?
Yeah.
What kind of clips?
Clips paper.
Clips papers? Guys, this is a clips paper. This is a clips paper. paper clip.
I use clips papers all the time.
Carl is with the camera wipe. Clips papers.
No problem. All right. And you also need a stapler.
This is a very good piece of vocabulary.
Yep.
A stapler. And what does a stapler do?
It's so you can attach two pieces or more of paper together for whatever use that you need.
Okay, so you use a stapler to attach paper together, put more than one piece together, but we would call that stapling, to staple some paper together. But what if you staple some papers together and you realize these papers should not be together?
Well, that's a good question. Is there anything on here that...
Wow! What is this?
A staple remover.
A staple remover. And what does a staple remover actually do?
It removes the staple from the paper that you stapled by accident.
Wow. Now that is a good invention, guys. Imagine if you stapled two pieces together that don't belong together and you didn't have that. Okay. So do you do a lot of writing in here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a lot. Mostly everything is typing.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So,
let's say, because I do need to make one for the Thunderstruck order. So, where's the pen at? Make sure you have a pen.
Got to have a pen in the office. And Carl doesn't have a pen.
I definitely have, okay. I definitely have a pen.
So, when you're doing it with your hand, how you say it? Type. You don't say typing.
You would writing, correct.
He's writing with a pen.
Handwriting.
So, another interesting piece of vocabulary that you might use, He's writing on this page, but if you're writing on a page that has lines and places for you to already put the information, mm-hmm. you could say, I'm filling out this paper.
Yes.
A lot of times you'll go to a bank or a business and they'll say, here, fill out this paper.
Hospital.
Yeah, fill out
correct.
This paper.
Correct.
So Carl has to fill out some papers with a pen?
Correct. After those orders are processed, we do have a program that we use. Program with something like this, QuickBooks, to process the order.
Okay.
And to make sure that it was taken out of the system correctly. And also we have a program for inventory of the product, the motor, whatever. And that helps us keep track of the orders, keep track of the inventory, and whatever else.
Or is that
little
notes behind you?
These are the sticky pads. And this is stuff here to remind that keeps me, you know, just in case I need to remember something, basically.
So this big block right here is a sticky pad.
Sticky notepad, sticky pad.
But when you have just one, it's a sticky note because it's a note that you write yourself. And why would they call it a sticky note?
So it can... let's do it for example. So we can stick.
To stick. That's very good. So I try and make like real life examples like that because these little pieces of vocabulary are very helpful.
Understood.
So to stick, because if you're learning a language, you don't know how to say the things like that. You don't know how to say, where's
correct.
The bathroom? You know, how are you? But you don't know how to say, let me have a sticky note to
correct.
Stick.
Correct. If you want to go deeper into sticky notes, there's a film on here, it's invisible, called adhesive. That helps it stick.
So guys, adhesive is something that is, what wife? Sticky. It's a glue. It's on tape. It's on?
Sticky notes.
Sticky notes. Very good. What else we got over here, Carl?
I have a notepad.
Okay.
Sometimes you need to write stuff down so you can be clearly visible. Sometimes to get the weight dimensions of an order, I can write it down. Just it lets me know. I can put it in a, you know, in the computer.
Okay, guys, this is something you'll find in a lot of offices or a
and
lot
sometimes,
of places.
We get gifts from our vendors or our customers, like calendars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what does a calendar do, wife?
Remind you. Tell you the day.
Tells you what day it is, guys. You use a calendar to tell you what day it is. Carl doesn't use his because you
yes,
can see.
I did not. There's nothing marked.
Where are we
nothing.
At?
Nothing.
We are
we're
17th right now.
Correct.
Right?
That's Wednesday.
Okay.
Is that in Spanish?
Oh, that's Italian.
Oh, wow.
Why you got an Italian calendar?
I think the vendor is Italian.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Italians make good motors.
Maybe
that's where our motors
really?
Are from. Italy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that little thing where he has the cards.
Business cards?
Yeah, business cards. This is a business card holder. So if I need to contact somebody, this is the owner of our company, Hunter Hampshire, president. I could just call him up, but he's another lifelong friend.
So business cards are very common, and it's a way if you're talking to somebody out on the street or a potential customer, and you're like, hey, you know what? I sell motors. You need a motor? Here, give me a call. I'm thinking about making some real life English business cards. So if I'm walking around and I hear somebody speaking a different language, I'll say, hey, are you ready to learn some real life English with comprehensible input? Well, good. Check out my channel. That'd be an all right idea.
Yeah. what else we got going on? If you're working in an office, you might be staring at a monitor for a very long time. So make sure you get your blue light glasses. It helps to, keep you focused. Because I'm looking at you could get cross-eyed pretty much looking at a monitor all day.
What is cross-eyed? Can you cross your eyes?
No, I can't. No, I cannot.
So staring at a screen all day can probably do a lot of bad things, right?
Yeah, it can cause brain fatigue, I believe.
Yeah. So if you're sitting here for how long are your normal work days?
I say 6 to 8.
6 to 8 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought you meant 6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
No.
Okay, so 6 to 8 hours, Carl's in here working. If he's staring at that screen all day without those glasses, that could be headaches, brain fatigue, which means you get very tired. Plus, he just looks cool when he wears them. That's another thing, you know? And blue light, which is the light that comes off of our phones, off of TVs, and off of these monitors, it messes with your sleeping too.
Definitely.
Have you noticed that?
I have. There's a complete, total difference after wearing this very often. So yeah.
When we got our new house and we didn't have internet yet, and we weren't watching TV or using our phones because we didn't have internet or Wi-Fi, we slept so good for like the first week until we got internet because we weren't watching TV up until bedtime.
We were tired, like very early.
Sleeping so good.
Wow,
so
wow.
I don't have those glasses, but maybe I should get some for when I edit and stuff. And so mm-hmm. I could look cool like Carl. Okay, what else we got over here? Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, why though?
Yeah, wait.
Set it up.
But Carl, I'm confused about something. What if you're filling out one of these forms with a pen? Okay, you're filling out a form with a pen. Come on over, camera wife. That's her name on the channel.
Camera wife.
He's filling out something with a pen, but what if you write the wrong number? You make a mistake. Then what do you do?
Oh, darn. It was supposed to be 1390.
Uh-oh.
I have my handy dandy whiteout.
He whites it out. He is using the whiteout.
That's cool.
And then he could just write right over it. Crisis averted.
Crisis averted.
Can you show the whiteout? The little thing. So that guy's is white out and you use it when you make a mistake with pens.
Oops.
And it's funny it says oops because that's what people say when they do what, wife?
When they make a mistake.
Ooh, oops. It was supposed to say 1490. Okay.
All right.
What else we got over here?
I also have a work phone.
Two phones.
I use this to document because a lot of times customers might, you know, come back to us and say, we're missing this, we're missing that. I document what goes out just to make sure that everything was sent correctly.
So you take pictures of the orders before they go out?
Correct.
That way the customer can't lie and say, hey, you didn't send the right product because Carl said, guess what? Yeah, I did. Look at the picture. Just like that. Okay, what else we got? You're working hard in here all day long. You don't want to leave your area. What if you get thirsty?
You know what? I'm rather parched right now.
Parched is a very fancy way to say thirsty.
I should get my med game, Motors, a canteen.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's doing an advertisement for his company right now. They're going to pay him some big money for this advertisement. And they better pay me too, you know what? Because they ship worldwide. So if any of you guys need an electric motor,
Net Gain Motors. Build different. That's not our slogan.
Build different. It should be. So he called this a canteen. Some people might say canteen. Some people might say thermos. Some people might say water bottle. But this is a big one. And this way, Carl doesn't have to keep getting up and getting little cups of water. Doesn't that look refreshing? I don't know if I've ever mentioned what this is on the channel, have I?
No.
Okay, guys. This is a good one. These You know what? Here in the US, a lot of people call these Kleenex, but Kleenex is just the biggest brand, okay? So Kleenex is a brand that makes this product. So a lot of people call them Kleenex. I grew up calling these Kleenex. I think my son might too, because my mom always bought this brand. But these are called
facial tissue.
My man here is very fancy. He said facial tissue. So you might just say, hey, I need a tissue because my nose is running. Sometimes if you have allergies or a cold and your nose is, stuff is coming out of your nose, we say your nose is running. I don't know why. There's a lot of weird things and different languages. Okay, so do you use these headphones for work?
Yeah, these are for work sometimes. Sometimes I'm working on doing busy work, like putting together a kit. And that is, you know, doesn't really require that much brain power. So just listen to whatever music, podcast. Okay. Yeah, very helpful.
Yeah, guys, for real. If you're doing some boring work, you have to have headphones, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of times, guys, I'm working at nighttime or something, and almost all night long, I'm listening to podcasts or learning things or listening to music, whatever, but it makes the time go by a lot faster and it makes it a lot more enjoyable.
Do you listen to that podcast, YouTube channel, Pasando Inglés?
You know what? If I needed to learn English in a real life way, I would definitely be listening to Pensando Inglés in my headphones. So awesome. That's a good recommendation. Awesome. That's our second advertisement in this video. Okay, what is this?
This right here?
Yeah.
This is pretty much a fidget item, comfort item for when you're thinking or just something to hold when you're working. Yeah, so, just something.
Can I see?
Yeah. It's magnets too.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you know, wife, what fidgeting means?
No.
So fidgeting is when you're moving around or fidgeting with your shirt, fidgeting with your hair without really thinking about it,
right? Yeah, just like habits that you don't, you know, really notice.
So you could use this and it just kind of keeps your hand busy.
Yeah, focus. Keeps your focus.
Okay.
What else we got? We got paper clips. Clips papers. These are frames for my boss's degrees. Yeah, I actually went to school with the same place, so went for the same exact thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So these are the degrees of the boss, guys. When he went to college, when you finish college, or when you finish a course, you get your certification or your degree, and the boss man's trying to show, hey, I'm a smart guy. Check out my degrees. What do we have over here? This is an essential piece
very
of office
essential,
equipment.
Very essential. We use it to print out any documents that we need for any purpose. The paper in here for copy paper, and then that paper here. I guess I should print something out too.
Yeah, print something. Yeah. Carl is going to print something for us right now so you guys can see to print. This is a really good one, guys. This can do a lot of different things. You can copy, which means to make an exact replica of something. You can print from one of the computers. You can scan. You can scan your items up here and then print out a copy of them, or you can fax them, which means sending them somewhere else. I was just printed. Carl is very pleased with himself.
Oh yeah, well, you know what? I don't want this anymore. You know what I should do? I should shred it.
Oh, no way. Now he's getting the hang of how we do things here. So he shredded that paper. Why might you shred a document?
Maybe you're done with the use of it.
Okay.
So maybe like end of the year, it's documents that you don't need anymore. Maybe it's the end of maybe 10 years of documents that you have filed. Like these are file cabinets right here.
These are file cabinets where you keep all of the old papers that you might need
that
again
one day. That you might need, yeah.
Okay.
And then, if you don't need it, you can shred it. If you print out something you weren't supposed to print out or you don't need, you can also shred it. I guess we should shred something else.
I think Carl likes to use the shredder.
I have to empty it weekly.
That guy is just a paper shredder and you use it to
shred paper.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, this is a label maker.
Can I make a label?
You can make a label, yeah.
Okay, hold on 1 second, guys. Okay, guys, I'm making a label right now. Just print?
Yeah, so labels are used for, I guess you can use it for like, for binders. When you want to
separate, divide your customers or whatever use.
Your label is
safe. They have adhesive on the back, right?
Yes.
Okay, guys, let me see the camera. This is the label that I made.
Camera wife is crazy. Camera wife.
Okay. That's the label maker. Yeah.
And he was like, all right.
So what do we have over here?
This is the conference room. The
conference room?
Yeah.
After you, sir.
It's where we have discussions about work, business, or the attorney that also works here uses it to discuss business with his clients.
So you could have meetings in here? You eat lunch in here sometimes?
No.
You just heat your food up?
Yeah.
Okay. So guys, we're going
to... Sometimes.
We're going to pretend that you guys use this as a lunchroom
also.
Okay,
okay.
Okay, so you would call the place where everybody goes to eat at work, the break room maybe. You know, when it's lunchtime, you go to the break room. You could eat your lunch. You can heat it up in the microwave. Carl, I want to know.
What's that?
Do you know the number one rule about what you cannot do in a break room? There's one thing you should never put in here.
Never put in metal.
That's one thing. There's a food you shouldn't do at work around other people.
Fish.
Oh, wow.
Never come to work with a big old plate of fish, put it in here and heat it up, because it will do what, wife?
Smell.
It will smell terrible. So we've got the microwave here to heat up your food. We've got, what do you call this? Water fountain? What do you call that?
It's a water dispenser.
Water dispenser?
Yes.
May I have some water?
You may.
I'm going to use a coffee cup for some water. You can do cold water or hot water. And we've got a toaster here because Carl probably eats toast for lunch. I could see him eating one slice of toast.
One slice is crazy.
That's how he keeps in good shape. He eats one little slice of toast while he's eating pomegranates.
And pears.
What is this called, wife?
I forgot.
That is called a...
globe.
A globe. A globe, guys. It's like a map, but it's the whole world. How about this?
This is a whiteboard.
This is a whiteboard.
To remind us, you know, of things. And we also put, what are these called?
Inspirational quotes.
Yes, there you go.
I like that. Okay, yeah. Let's do an inspirational quote. Staying positive does not mean that things will turn out okay. Rather, it is knowing that you will be okay no matter how things turn out. Starve your distractions and feed your focus. One more. Let's see. What's a good one? Oh, guys, this is key. A negative mind will never give you a positive life.
Wow, that's a good one.
What more you guys want from me? Okay, guys, we showed you all kinds of things, all the things that you'll find on a desk, all the stuff you need to know about the computers, the break room. Carl, is there anything else you could show us?
Actually, there is. Follow me.
Come on, guys, we'll see something else.
Here's the door. Take care.
Guys, I think we're being kicked out.
All right, bye now. Drive safe.